I guess I'm welcoming myself back to the studio and the microphone. I am Pat, doing Mockery Rocks. The reason for not putting up or putting out more rocks of mockery over the last week or so is being a little lazy and having some dental work done and a scheduling problem for the studio at the radio station, which has made me feel like I need to hook up a microphone and just record at the house. Before a drive-by in Korea, let us consider the guy name of Fauci. In the U.S., he could have said something like, "Let's kiss the pandemic bye-bye here in the U.S." Saying that sort of sidesteps the meaning of the word. I think pandemic might mean the world. I think my fellow Americans might want to deny being world champions in a negative category. Most deaths from the famous virus zipped right past a million. Statistics don't lie. I go to worldometers.info. That is a URL. worldometers.info. There are categories there, but the top two are population and the pandemic. And that is from whence I got the 1 million dead Americans. It was before reaching a million that my fellow Americans were refusing to hear that deaths from a single disease were greater than the number of deaths from all wars. American deaths from wars the American military participated in, including the American Civil War, which meant Americans killing Americans. Looking at population, putting aside the pandemic, everybody knows China is number one. But India is a close number two. The USA has a little less than a billion fewer folk than those two, but is still number three. Do you know where Russia might rank? Five or six notches behind the U.S. In my travels, I have been to Korea. I mean South Korea, but sometimes I fail to say North and South. But there's a huge difference between the North and South. Huge. The population of the North is a little more than half that of the South. This is from a lady by the name of Michelle Mabel. I sometimes forget when I copy things exactly where it came from. I was thinking maybe the Wall Street Journal, but no, the Washington Post. And the lady is Michelle Yeh-Lee. So she wrote, "There's a saying in South Korea that you only see what you know, which has particular resonance for defectors from North Korea who have moved from one of the most isolated countries on Earth to one of the most connected, and feel like they know very little. In a country where everything is online and usually accessed via a smartphone, both of which are inaccessible in much of the North, the newcomers in the South can feel like they've traveled forward in time. Although they speak the same language, and of course they are racially kin to those living in the South, life can feel so utterly foreign to the ones who came from the North. My defector friends describe it as feeling like they took a time machine from the 1900s to the 21st century, said Da-e-hyeong Park, who himself defected to the South, but only after spending several years in Great Britain, giving him the computer skills and the English needed to navigate the globalized city of Seoul. Recognizing the difficulty and alienation his fellow defectors face, Park sat down with several at a coffee shop and compared notes on what they knew. When they first arrived, they found that although there were about 40 organizations helping defectors, each had its own website. And there was no central place to go to learn about them. The coffee shop meeting grew into Wu Rion. That's the name of an organization, a deeply connected and influential network of defectors that Park now leads, serving a third of South Korea's defector community. Wu Rion is a one-stop information hub connecting North Koreans in the South with the resources and community they need to successfully integrate themselves into a new life in the South. Wu Rion is a household name among defector circles, but for years it kept a low profile so that it could focus on the community. Now Park has a big dream for the future of his organization and wants to showcase it to the international community. I want to explore my community's voices. I want to do something good for our community and the future with more people. So said Park. He's 31 years of age. It's now time to build a defector community of North Koreans who might also live in other countries, not just South Korea. We talk about a real virus when we talk about coronavirus 19. But we also like to talk about things going viral and acting like a virus. The information spreading everywhere via the internet or interwebs. So I punch up my Twitter and I find a lady by the name of Mallory McMorrow. And I'm not sure of the date, but it wasn't that long ago, like last Friday. She said, I didn't wake up on Monday morning. She's writing on Friday about the previous Monday. I didn't wake up on Monday morning thinking that by Friday I'd answer a phone call saying, hi, Mr. President. The reason she was in touch with the president was that she put out something that went viral that made a lot of sense. She's just an ordinary lady, but somebody verbally attacked her, saying that she was a pedophile. You can't let people get away with that just because they stand on the other side of the political fence. This is my first experience with actually seeing something that went viral. And maybe I helped it go viral because I retweeted it. Maybe. Just find her on Twitter. Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, Mac, M-C, M-O-R-O, M-O-R-R-O-W. Put a nat mark in front of that, and you can find her on Twitter. I don't use Twitter too very much, but I found her. She's from Michigan. And she makes way more sense than, dare I say it, she makes so much more sense than Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a little scrappy and fighting to stay in Congress if only she knew what she wanted to say and what she wanted to deny. She would say, wait, I didn't say that. And then she would say, in a court of law, hold on, ho, I meant by that, and make up a story. I am from the great state of Georgia. I live in Shizuoka, Japan, and I once lived in Georgia's, or the geographic area that is Georgia's 14th congressional district, and I did run for Congress as a write-in candidate. And I believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene can run for the office that she already holds without having her name printed on the ballot by running, as I did, as a write-in candidate. However, I don't think she wants to do that. I think she really wants to have the state print her name. I think she really wants the state to print her name on the ballot for next November, the midterms for Congress. It's easier to vote for somebody if you just check off the little box or put an X in the box. Hit me, baby, one more time. There is no box to vote for this podcast. You just listen to it and consider it, and then consider committing to it. A feeling of commitment. I am Patrick Boggs. Thank you for listening to it. Yeah.